On at Triple M, Jane Davids, 16 minutes past 8. Live this morning, M Group, Tyre and Mechanical. Our top, we're going for around 23 degrees to the coastline. Don't forget you're listening out for our super tracks across the workday today. Dave, a couple of calls about that this morning. The song that you're listening out for, did you choose today's?
No, that would be Ange, because it is an awesome track, isn't it?
I was surprised. I thought for sure you would have chosen it. This is the song we're listening out for today. Thunderstruck. When you hear that across the workday today, 13:27:10, you could be off to see the supercars live in Townsville.
Now, tonight, it's going to be a little bit chilly, a little bit frosty reception for the Queensland Maroons down in Sydney. That's game two, State of Origin. And the guy that knows everything there is to know about football, stats, people, the players, that will be Wade Chiesa. G'day, mate.
G'day, boys. I tell you what, that's a really big rap, and probably you're stretching the truth there, but I'll take it.
Like the Blues. They'll take one win and run a mile with it, mate.
Yeah, I know, right? There's about 11 years that we should remind them about, but anyway, let's not get into that.
So tonight, mate, what's the game looking like for you, do you reckon?
Oh, mate, I think the changes Queensland have made, I'm really looking forward to seeing them in action. I can't wait to see the likes of Cohen Hess get on the field. I think, you know, Gavin Cooper in there in the second row and his combination with Jonathan Thurston is going to be terrific. And I think that's what they've gone and done, Queensland. There's some really good prop combinations in that side that I think is going to make a massive difference. And I think Billy Slater and his talk at the back are going to give Queensland a real boost. But look, if they can't match New South Wales up front, New South Wales have the class in the back line to take game two. There's no question about that. But I think it's going to be, obviously, they always say it's one up front, but tonight's game's going to be no different.
Now, that was the thing from game number one that everyone's talking about is New South Wales changed their complete game plan. Instead of going around Queensland, they couldn't do that. After 5 or 6 years of trying to do that, they've decided to go through the middle, and it worked.
Yeah, it did work, didn't it? And there's been massive talk about Andrew Fifita. I heard a stat the other day that in the last three big games he's played, the grand final, his first State of Origin and one of the test matches, he scored a try. And this bloke, I'm not going to cliche, but he just is a big game player, isn't he? He was terrific in game one, and he was well and truly supported by the likes of Woods and Cordner. And then what they got off the bench, like Clemmer and Graham, what a good free side that New South Wales side, and they decided to go up the middle. And I think you'll find some of those changes that Queensland have made are designed to combat that. And I think you find, you know, Tim Glasby coming off the bench. I'm sure some of those Melbourne Storm players had a word with the selectors and say, yeah, we need this guy on the side. I think he'll have a big game tonight.
All right, so in a nutshell, tonight, who's going to take it out?
Queensland. Is that nutshell enough?
Oh, you know, I'm a Queensand supporter. Dave's rolling his eyes, but
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry about that.
You know what, Wade? I gave you the massive rap to start off with, and now it's just you've just debunked everything.
I think it's been my commentary there has been a little bit balanced. Surely
it has been, and it shouldn't have been.
No, I know. Everyone's listening there. What is this guy? I want to Queensland all the way. I think it's going to be another terrific game. Remember game one? It was the first half, and New South Wales scored more than a mistake of half time, and I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and I think Queensland will have a much better show tonight.
Well, the coverage tonight live here on Triple M. Looking forward to it. Game number two. Wade Chiesa, thanks for your weigh-in, mate. Appreciate it.
Good on you, boys. Have a great day.
Go the Maroons. Thank you, mate. It's 19 minutes past 8. We'll catch up on triplem.com.au. It's 7:45.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to State of Origin, there's those three nights of the year that some family members don't like each other. It's a divided family where some go for Queensland, some go for New South Wales.
It's State of Origin, people. Let's just clarify that. Not State of which one do you want to go for? So,
like your sister.
Yeah, she's
born in Queensland,
she's
goes
weird.
For New
she's
South Wales.
She's weird anyway, but
must be because of the shorts. The guys in the shorts, I don't know.
I don't know what, because she couldn't stand Laurie Daly.
Really?
When he played football.
Right.
Because we used to tease her saying, oh, that Laurie Daly's your boyfriend. And she's like, no, he's not. But now that she's older and he's the actual coach of the Blues, she's going for the Blues team. Maybe she is dating Laurie Daly.
She's secretly a Snoz fan.
If that's the case, I would divorce my sister. Get out of this family. You're not part of this family.
But it is. It happens. And it happens with my brother and my sister-in-law too. Now, Sandy, this happens to you in your case, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm a New South Wales supporter, true blue.
Mm. Good on you.
I know. And, of course, I married a Queenslander, Barry. he's a Queenslander, so...
You can't get any more Queenslander than the name Barry.
Absolutely no. And his whole family are all Queenslanders, so I am usually the odd one out.
Okay, so what happens when it comes to State of Origin night? Do you just say, oh, look, I'm doing my hair, or do you just rev them right up?
Look, usually I rev them right up, but because Barry and I, well, we're not right into watching it religiously, so but having said that, we'll still wild each other up. But we have been to a few family functions where, I've been... You know, certainly I've copped the raw end of the deal. And but then again, New South Wales won, so yes.
Oh, that's so, one game. One game, girlfriend, one game. I'm on Barry's team this side. Thank you, Sandy, for the call. Yes! but it happens often. Thank you, Sandy, for your call. Let us know, 13 27 10, or go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays.
And does it get really rowdy? Because let's face it, it would, wouldn't it? State of Origin.
I'd be surprised if people would divorce over State of Origin matches. But in court, the judge is like, Queenslander, you get everything. New South Wales supporter, you get nothing.
Turn it up.
Just like your trophy cabinet. For breakfast at Triple M. Mags, go and see the team there. And day two of the Mackay Regional show today. I was a little bit upset last night. Didn't get the chance to go and do, we've spoken about on the breakfast show, the fashion parade.
That's right. Okay, so why did you miss it? Well, obviously, there was something major, because you wouldn't miss something like that, would you?
Well, you know why. I know you're just trying to be nice by getting me to explain it to everybody.
Well, I want you to explain it to everybody, because this is a big thing for you. It's like a big step for a child.
Okay. No, well, look, I was asked to do the fashion parade with Greg Williamson, Mayor of Mackay, and a couple other people in the media, and I thought, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go. Then yesterday after I went to, rookie mistake, by the way, rookie mistake.
Yeah.
I went to the regional show yesterday, the first Dagwood Dog of the season, right?
You got it. Well done.
I did. But the thing is, I've been detoxing for 6 weeks,
Yeah.
Like losing weight and, you know, looking after what I'm eating and that kind of thing.
Can I just say, you're looking pretty good.
Thank
just
you.
Off topic. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Continue.
Just don't look at me like that ever again, thank you. The minute I ate it, it was like, oh, this is the best thing, I've missed this. And then I just went, and there was nothing wrong with the Dagwood Dog. I have to clarify that. There's nothing wrong with the Dagwood Dogs there.
Yep.
It's only because I've rid my body of so much junk food over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
What happened when I finally ate a Dagwood Dog?
The rumble in the tummy.
OMG. To the point of where I'm sitting here at work at my desk afterwards saying, that was great. But I'm not feeling the best. So yeah. I don't feel sick. But and you know what happened about an hour before we had our meeting with the boss in the afternoon.
Yeah. You got up out of your chair very quickly, might I add, and you went missing in action.
I ran to the toilet, and I never do number twos at work, ever. Never, ever, ever do number twos at work.
Today was... yesterday was one of those days.
One and only, actually, I've only done number twos another time.
Yeah.
At work, and that was on a weekend when there was no one else here.
Right.
Never. But I know it's toilet humour or toilet conversation.
It's early.
But people in the office when I was talking about it yesterday were like, oh my God, thank God you brought that up because I'm the same.
Well, yeah, this is quite surprising because I was listening into the conversations because it's only a small office.
But you're okay with it.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. Yeah. Why? Tell me the reason why you don't like going to the bathroom to do number twos at a public toilet.
Because I don't want to hear, like, I like confined to the room by myself. I don't want to have to listen to Joe Blow next to me and.
Yeah, but most of the time that doesn't happen.
I've been to airport toilets before when I've had to take number one, and you can hear people enjoying their number twos.
Well, yeah, but...
so I steered away from that big time.
That's a very public area,
never,
though.
Never. I don't even buy toilet paper. Oh, I use toilet paper. I have to clarify that. I do use toilet paper. I get my partner to buy it. How embarrassing. No way.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, what happened yesterday? Can we just bring that up as well? because there was a sub-clause in that whole thing yesterday, wasn't there, when you got home? Go on.
My mum had to buy me some toilet.
There's embarrassment right there.
Shut up. I don't know what it is. If you're the same, like, what's the rule of using the toilet for number twos at work? 13, 20, 7, 10. Do you do it or do you not? I will drive away from a dinner party.
Oh, yeah, that's a different
just
story.
Just to use a toilet and then go back.
Yeah, that's like a different story. A public toilet, no problems whatsoever.
We need to get this conversation over and done with nice and early before the kids wake up, all right? 13, 20, 7, 10's a phone number. It's 13 to 6. Giant day for Brekkie at Triple M Water.
Is Triple M Music.
And George Christensen crossing the room, the floor yesterday, Dave, to vote in favour of penalty rates for those low-income earners. Details on the way very soon.
Now, yesterday, Jay...
Would he use the toilet at work?
Oh, I'm sure he would. He'd have to, wouldn't he? I'm just saying. Going back on that, Jay had a personal growth moment yesterday in his work career. He went to the toilet and did a number two. It's not that often that happens for him.
Now, you might be saying, oh, that's why you're talking about this. Can I just tell you this? When I spoke about it yesterday, there's no filter from my brain to my mouth 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So when I spoke about it with people at work, there was a lot of people who said, thank God you said that, because I'm the same. I will go home during the day to use a toilet and go back to work.
Yeah. It's the most bizarre thing when he goes missing, I tell you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what are the rules when it comes to this? Dylan, what are the rules when going to the bathroom to do a number two?
Just as long as you don't leave GP stains in your shorts.
What?
You know, well, big tyre marks in the back of your pants. That doesn't happen, you're right.
Hang on a second.
Oh, my God.
How would they get on the outside of your pants?
No, he's talking about on the inside of your pants.
Yeah, when they soak through. When you think you're going for a fart, but you don't.
Oh, enough.
I know we shouldn't be talking about this, but this is just hilarious.
Dylan, okay, you've made the promo. Thank you, mate. See ya. Oh, man.
Okay. I've just had breakfast, too.
I don't know where to go from here anymore. Time for breakfast at Triple M. It's Rugby League's fiercest rivalry.